Almost a quarter of North Carolina public schools are now offering free breakfast and lunch to all of their students. It's part of a program funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The hope is that it will remove the stigma of free meals and make it easier for high-poverty schools to serve students. WUNC's Rima Crace visited R.N. Harris Elementary School in Durham to see how it works.
Today at lunch, I had broccoli, chicken nuggets, and oranges.
Caden is in the third grade. He's sitting at a long cafeteria table wearing a bright red Spider-Man jacket. He says he gets his lunch from the school cafeteria every day.
My grandma pays for my lunch. She has an account in there, and I have to say my lunch number, and I can get my tray with the food on it.
As Caden explains to me how his grandmother pays for his lunches, I see his teacher, Mary Ellis, shaking her head.
From the past, his grandmother probably paid, but now we have this new program where I don't know if it's all schools in Durham Public Schools, but I know our school, all children are allowed to have breakfast and lunch for free.
It's not just the school. It's about 650 public schools across the state. They all qualify under a USDA program. It allows high-poverty schools, like this one, to offer free breakfast and lunch to all kids, regardless of their socioeconomic status.
One of the great things is it helps socialization for the children. They're all on the same level playing field.
Jim Keaton is the executive director of child nutrition for Durham Public Schools. He says he received free and reduced meals years ago as a kid.
Over 40 years now, when things were a lot different and everyone knew who you were. You got off the bus and the teachers pulled you aside and put you in the cafeteria to have cereal and toast while all the other kids went to play or go to the classroom. There really was a stigma, and we are trying to eliminate that for kids now so that they don't have that feeling of isolation.
And while this sounds like a small thing, to middle and high school students, it's an incredible blow to self-esteem to have to produce a document indicating that your household income is not sufficient for you to be able to pay for your meal.
Lynn Harvey directs school nutrition services with the state's Department of Public Instruction. She says the program is critical for many reasons. 27% of kids in North Carolina are at risk for hunger or food insecurity. That's higher than the national average.
If children are hungry, they can't learn. If their brains are concentrating on when their tummy's going to be fed, they're not concentrating on math or science or reading.
Harvey says the program also saves the schools money and time. They no longer have to collect individual forms for free and reduced meals.
I think the first response from many of our school districts was, "This is too good to be true."
Well, there are a couple of catches. First, schools have to prove that at least 40% of their students qualify for some kind of help, whether it's food stamps or cash assistance or the fact that some students are homeless. But even if a school qualifies, it may not want to participate. The USDA will only reimburse for the number of students in need times 1.6. That means some schools will get 100% of their costs covered, while other schools with fewer students in need may not. At R.N. Harris Elementary School, the program hasn't even been in effect for 2 months. But those closest to the students say they already see a difference. Sheila Evans sits at the end of the lunch line every day, ringing up the students' meals.
There's more kids eating now than it was before.
So you notice more kids eating?
Yes, they are. It's increased. The number increased since they have done breakfast free and lunch free.
She's right. Looking at this year's numbers compared to last year's, the school has seen a 10% increase in lunch meals. That amounts to about 770 more trays. Trays that some students say are filled with their favorite foods.
Chicken nuggets, broccoli, and oranges.
Mac and cheese, sesame chicken, and I liked it.
Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
The oranges. I really like the oranges.